Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
You heard here first, ladies. I'm alone today, all by myself, because Snooki is under the weather and working. She's been sequestered at the Hershey Shore, and she is unavailable at this time. And also, Angelina gave her an upper respiratory infection, and she has a frog voice, so she cannot perform today. So I will be by myself, just you, myself, and I, and Caitlin. She might pop in. So I'm going to start the monologue by myself. And then I'm at Poppy's house right now. And then I think if I can stand it, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to ask Poppy some hot topic questions. And Poppy Maria will join me for hot topics. There's a lot going on in the news today. So I do need a co-host for that so I can bounce off someone. But right now it's just you and I. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to start undressing. And I'd like you ladies to do exactly the same. Okay, Crusaders, slowly take off your blouse, lower your panties, and pour yourself a smooth cocktail because it's going to be an intimate affair today. And I do apologize for the late, tardy episode today, this week, because I have a lot on my plate today. I'm not only holding down three podcasts nowadays, I have a live show tonight with Snooki. So Snooki and I are doing our live spooky Halloween show today on our Looped Live. I don't know what time this is out, but if you're listening and it's still Friday, October 22nd, 2021, you still have time because our show starts at 8 o'clock Eastern. And you can go to loopedlive.com and get our tickets. It's going to be a very spooky event. Spooky. So yeah, we have to prepare for that. It's going to be a wild event today. I'm dressing up in a very taboo costume. Now, if you listened to the podcast last week and you've been following my Instagrams, you know kind of who it is already. And I'm getting a lot of backlash about my Kiki character. It's very taboo. And if you tune in tonight, you'll see my costume. But I had to go all the way to the Walmart. Okay. And oh, pardon. There was a demon. I had to go to Walmart to get my costume. And believe it or not, they had everything I need. So if you're in the market for a costume, Walmart has everything. Not Halloween costumes, but if you're doing something like regular, like I am, you can just like just get everything in the plus size section there. So I was very excited about that. We are going to be making a Kiki cocktail tonight. So I have to go to the liquor store and make ingredients for my spooky cocktail.
Who is that knocking at my door?
Could I call me? I did bring back the soundboard today just for everyone's pleasure. Okay, jig is up. I'm going to tell you my costume because it's going to be a good one. I want it to get a lot of exposure. So I am being none other than Gypsy Rose Marie Blanchard. And if you don't know who Gypsy Rose is, Google it right now. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And it's very taboo because everyone thinks she was a disabled little girl, but she truly was not a disabled little girl. It was all an act by her mother, Dee Dee Marie Blanchard. Basically, let me tell you the story of what happened and why I chose my costume. So they had this show. If you don't want to talk about it, there's the real documentary, or should I say shockumentary. Hold on. That was my ghosty friend laughing. A shockumentary. It's called Mommy Dead and Dearest. And that's the real story. But then Hulu made a series of it starring, what's her name? Fucking from The Kissing Booth. Oh, fuck, what's her name? Joey King. Her name's Joey King. And she plays Gypsy Rose. And she does a fabulous job. She should get an Oscar for it. Anyway, so the story is there's this woman, the mother has a thing called Munchausen by proxy. And that disease is like when you, you fake being sick, kind of. So it's like, when you're taking care of someone, you fake someone's, like, pretend someone's sick so you can take care of them. I'm not a botanist or a thesaurus. I don't know what it actually means, but basically she was making her daughter think that she was dying, that the daughter was dying. So she lied to the daughter and all her doctors and stuff and said that my daughter has, cancer. She has, diabetes. She's got, she has all this stuff wrong with her and she can't walk. She has no use of her legs and she has to get all these blood transfusions and have all this fucking on all this medication, but it was all an act. The girl was never really sick. The mother was making the girl think she was sick so she can take care of her, and so the little girl would always need her mom. So slowly but surely, the girl started figuring out that she's not really sick. And the mother got all this money. So, like, the mother would just scam charities as well. So they gave her, like, a free house. They gave her all this money from charity. She got trips to Disneyland. She was on the news. She got all this money, like $1 million or something like this, in all donations and all this stuff for her daughter that was sick. And she used to go, like, to all these award shows and things in the wheelchair. And the girl never knew anything different. It was just the mother and the daughter living in the house. So the daughter, like, you know, she even had the girl's teeth pulled out, saying, like, you ate candy and now you have to have your teeth pulled out. So she made, and then she just shaved her head. She said her hair is going to fall out anyway, even though she was never treated for cancer or anything like that. And she had this one shady doctor that she was working with. And basically, the girl, the whole time she wasn't allowed to go to school. She wasn't allowed to have friends or talk to anyone. And it was like, she's like being tortured in the house, and she had to use the wheelchair. She was like on an oxygen tank. She had an oxygen tank with her everywhere she went. And she really never needed any of this stuff. So the girl's getting older. She's probably in her, like, you know, I don't know, like 10 or 12 or 13. You know, it could have been any age at this point, but I don't know how old she was, but she started getting privy to that her mom's shady ways. So she's like, I don't know. The first thing I think she said was, like, she was never allowed to have sugar, otherwise she'll, like, die. But then she was, like, craving, like, Coke, like Diet Coke, or like, not Diet Coke, regular Coke or Pepsi, and she wanted to try it. So, like, her mother would go to sleep, and then she would sneak out of the bed, and she would get out of the bed and walk. So, like, wouldn't she, like, realize that she could actually walk? But she didn't want the mother to know that she knew that she could walk, because then she would get in trouble and get punished. So she started drinking Diet Coke, and then her teeth started hurting. So, because she was sneaking the candy, so the mother ripped all her teeth out. And then she started, like, realizing, like, she wanted to, like, get out and, like, meet people. So then she found the internet. And then she started going on the internet to chat rooms on, like, MySpace and stuff. And she would talk to guys, and she would, like, dress up in different characters. And now she had a shaved head, so she would wear, like, little wigs and costumes. And she started flirting with boys online and, like, sneaking out. And then she, like, wanted – like, she was trying to get her escape plan going. On how she was, like, going to get free from her mother. And it's this whole drama. Basically, she finds out she was never really sick, and that her mother was lying to her whole life, and she's being tortured and captive her whole life. She missed out on her entire childhood. So she started dating this boy, and they were like, she set it up to meet. And then the mother, like found out about this guy, and she goes, I don't want this guy nowhere near you. And she, like, forced them to never see each other. Anyway, so the boy and the girl got together, and they planned on killing the mother, because just to get out of the house, to get away from her. So then basically they kill the mother, and now they're in prison. But the costume is going to be Gypsy Rose Blanchard in the heyday when she thought she was sick. That's gonna be my costume. Now I could also do another one where she is in her prison garb. Now she's getting out in 2026, and I would like to get the exclusive sit down part of an interview with Gypsy Rose. She did get married in prison to I don't know, pen pal maybe, I don't know who it was, but she's got a lot of story to tell, and I really want to be the one to have the sit down.
It's happening.
So I had to go to Walmart, and I had to get all the things. And if you Google her already, you know what she looks like. So I'm going with a classic pink Gypsy Rose Kiki. I already have short hair, so I'm not going to shave my head for this, for the role. But I did get pantyhose. I got little girl. They must have thought I was a fucking crazy creep going around the Walmart. I literally had every little girl's pink thing in my hands. I was, like, walking around with, like, tutus and fucking little girl's pantyhose and ladies' outfits. And they were probably looking at me like, who's this fucking freak carrying all this pink stuff? I hope someone saw me and took a picture. But I went and I got a pantyhose to cover my hair. So I got pink, like, belly tights to my hair. And then I found a baseball cap, which is a classic signature Kiki of Gypsy Rose Marie, that she used to wear because she had a shaved head. And so I'm going to wear this floral pink hat over my, what's it called? pantyhose, my little girl's pantyhose I have on my head. I did get some sunglasses. Her glasses are very distinctive. Now, my glasses I wear are like brown, but she always had pink little girl's glasses. So I didn't find any at the Walmart. So what I did was I got a little savvy. I bought a pair of the pink sunglasses from the ladies section and I popped out the rims. So it just looks like, you know, glasses. And then the costume, this now it comes down to the costume. Now, there was too many options. Literally, Walmart had so much. Walmart, where am I from, had so much like little girls pink and like all these like wild clothing. So I couldn't really, I had to like really edit myself down because I wanted to buy everything I saw. So I was going to get, I got a turtleneck because she always was cold because she was sick and dying. Well, she thought she was dying. So she always had little like turtlenecks on and like lots of layers because she was in a wheelchair. Now I do not have a wheelchair for tonight's costume. However, I'm in the market for one. So if you or anyone you know has one on the cheap, let me know and I'll buy it off you. But you can rent them in New York City, which I plan on doing for Halloween. So I think I got – so I got a turtleneck. I believe it's called a mock turtleneck. I got a hoodie, like a zip-up hoodie. That's very classic Kiki. I got – and now for my legs, like I'm supposed to be in a wheelchair, so I'm not going to like – I have to cover my legs. But I went to the fabric section. This is where it all went south. I started buying – like I found pink tulle, and I was like, I can make a skirt out of this. So about 5 yards of pink – tulle fabric, and I was just gonna put that like she also would wear like princess dresses when she would go out, like when she did Disney, she like dressed like Cinderella, so she was always in the wheelchair wearing like princess dresses. So I am going to kind of make a fake princess dress. So I just bought a bunch of the pink tulle fabric, and I'm just gonna wear underwear and tuck the fabric into the underwear, so it looks like a big like ballerina skirt. And then I got little girl pink socks with lace on them. I'm gonna put the sneakers on, like white sneakers, and then I have a blanket. I got a little girl's like blanket that glows in the dark and has like pink hearts all over it. And I'm gonna put that over my lap as well. And I want to make a gap in my teeth because I wanted to be like before she had her teeth out, but when her teeth were still fucked up a little bit. I'm gonna put a little blackout makeup in between my teeth, and that's my costume. And it's gonna be a little taboo. I'm ready for the repercussions of my actions. And I feel comfortable doing it because she was never really disabled or sick. She just was pretending to be. Or she wasn't pretending. The mother was pretending. So it's actually Dee Dee Blanchard's fault. The late Dee Dee Blanchard, because she's dead. And that is my spooky story. Okay, calm down, werewolf. That's my spooky costume. And now Snoopy, she's just going to ask. She said she's going to dress like old school Snooki. I was like, you can't dress it yourself. It's like, that's like me wearing an outfit I wore like 3 years ago. And that's my costume. Calm down, bitch. I want her to be something gory and spooky. We'll see what the costume tells you. Tune in tonight at loopedlive.com to find out exactly what the tea is with our Kiki costumes. So I want to hear what everyone's costumes is this year for everyone else. Now, I know popular ones are going to be some things from like movies and like TV shows, especially that that Squid Game. And you can get that costume actually on, if you don't know what Squid Game is, it's like, it's a tracksuit and they all like wear them and they get killed. You can buy the actual costume on Amazon, but if you want to make your own, you can just wear a green tracksuit and get some numbers from Walmart and just put whatever number you like on your front. And then I would put a gunshot as well, like right on the front of your head, if you're going to be doing that. And again, like I forecasted, and I can only imagine when it's starting, because Halloween's coming up soon, that everyone and their fucking mother is going to be that Kiki Kardashian at the Met Gala, with that fucking black outfit on, with the wig and the ponytail and the fucking shoes. And I made an Instagram not years ago, like right after it happened, saying, this is every basic bitch on Amazon right now, buying all these things. And I guarantee you at least a million people do it, if I had to write something down. So I recently found a shocking discovery about myself that I had no idea about. Well, I heard rumors, but I didn't know what if it was true or not. So apparently, a few people have told me that I snore. And I was like, no, I don't. Like, I would just know if I was a snoring person, and I don't think I am. Like, I never knew that I was. And so, like, Snoopy would tell me, like, you know, oh, my God, you were snoring so fucking loud that I would throw a shoe at your head. And then, like... And my friend Tara, she told me that I snore, and I just never believed anyone, because you know what? Like, you don't know if you snore. I feel like, because I sleep alone every night, like for like 40 years, I've never really had anyone to sleep with. So I always slept alone. So I would never knew if I was a snorer or not. Like, I could be snoring my whole life and I would never known. So then they told me, I thought they were lying, just being dramatic, because, you know, because people let bitches be cray and be playing. So I was like, oh my God, how will I know? Like, I want to hear like what kind of, I want to like know like what kind of snoring it was. And they said, it's like so loud. You would never believe it. I was like, it can't be that loud. You're being dramatic. So then so Tara also said I may have sleep Marie apnea, which is like when you stop breathing in your sleep and it happens to like most fat people. So I was like, oh my God, I cannot be a fat person because they have the machine called the CPAP machine where like, you sleep with the thing over your nose, like a big tube on your nose that helps you breathe. I was like, I'm not going to become that fat person. This is my emergency weight now. It's like, girl, I cannot be like a fucking 600 pound shut in with a fucking breathing machine. I have to get it together. So I haven't eaten carbs in 2 days, not to brag. So I'm trying to lose weight now. So I was like, I have to nip this in the bud and I have to find out if I do have sleep apnea, I have to get rid of it. And it's like curable. You just have to like lose weight and stop drinking. Basically, it's you have to like lose weight, stop drinking and smoking. I was like, well, I need a more realistic approach. So I said, they got to do a deep sleep study. I was like, I'm not going to, you have to like, they put you on like fucking, I don't know, like on machines and stuff. And you have to like sleep over at some place and they have to do a sleep study. So I said, let me start nipping in the bud beforehand. So I don't even have to do that. I'll just cure the apnea on my own. So I downloaded this app called Snorlab. And basically it's your phone on your app on your phone. And like you go to bed and you put the phone like near your bed and it records you while you sleep. And it makes you like listen to, you can listen to like your sleep, your snore patterns. And if you stop breathing, it does that. And you like works with your iWatch to like take your vitals and stuff. So this was on Sunday. I've been doing it every day this week. So Sunday, I'm going to play it. Cause then you listen to it, listen to it back. And then it tells you like all about your snoring. Let me pull it up. Hold on. So it breaks it down into like things like on different levels. So like the one color is called quiet. Then there's light, loud, and epic. So I'm all over the map. This is Sunday, the first day I did it. And this is not a dramatic reenactment. This is, what I woke up to. I thought this was fake. The big one coming. Come on, Wheezy. So it goes like all different snores. Oh, that's another one. Here it comes. Oh. This way, stop. I'll be dead. And now I'll wake up. And I even almost called the company and asked for manager because I thought it was fake. I thought that it was like, you know, it's like they trick you into buying this app and they just play like random, like stock voices or noises to make you think that you have a snoring problem. But then I was sadly mistaken because I heard myself talking in one of the sleeping things. I didn't say anything enough to play it on here because I can't really find it, but I like said no 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 and I heard my voice. So that was on Sunday, and then every day since then I've been doing it. That was my snore score was at they score your snore score. My snore score was 91. Most people are at 25. So that was like a really bad day. Then Monday was 55. I'll play a little excerpt from that. Okay. Classic. And then the next day, oh, here we go. Monday, my snore score was 55. Then it went down Tuesday, it was 0. Now, how do you go from 91 to 0 in 2 days? So that's why I don't think I have sleep apnea. I just think it was like maybe because I was hot or I was drinking and smoking. I don't know what it was. But that day I had no. And then the next time it was only a snore score of 2. And then last night it went up to 34. So I don't know. I got to find out what the pattern is and why this is happening. But just so you know, go on to snorelab.com if you want to hear yourself sleeping. It's quite spooky. Now, I'm afraid. I would imagine I was like talking in my sleep and I like say like a weird phrase of numbers and then I play them and it's like a lottery or like I know information like while I'm sleeping. Like I know where like JonBenet Ramsey was killed. Like, and I say to my sleep and then I like start solving puzzles. But it's a very helpful app. But it's also gonna be spooky because if you know you're sleeping by yourself, what if you hear like someone come in and like touching your coolie? But Snore Labs, the app, I think it's like $11 a month if you want to get the premium package, which I got. But there's a lot going on in the news, so I'm gonna go grab Poppy and we are gonna hop on and we're going to just dissect all the things going on. There's a lot of engagement. There's lots of deaths. There's lots of spooky things happening, and Chris.
It's happening. It's happening.
Okay, like I said, there's a lot going on in the news, so I am going to start my celebrity gossip and Kiki ongoings from this week's events. And joining me today is a senior citizen from the old folks' home, Poppy Marie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sitting right here. I'm a Poppy Sasson. He's hosting a dinner party tonight, so he has everything cleaned and set up. How many people are coming over?
6 people coming.
Why did you plan a dinner party the night that I had to go to Snoopy's house?
Because I didn't know you were coming. You told me last night you were coming down.
Do I look any skinnier to you? I lost 3 pounds.
Well, yeah, in your head.
Now, Poppy, you had... Your snore score was taped last night as well, correct?
Correct.
Poppy had a snore score of 31 out of 25. Do you think I have sleep apnea?
You have it. I don't have it. You were snoring.
But you know you can cure it yourself if you lose weight and stop drinking.
Well, I haven't drunk in 3 months, and I lost 15 pounds. Okay?
Do you still have blood clots in your legs? Remember, we almost lost Poppy couple weeks ago.
I don't think so. November 15th, I get the doctor's report.
Do you need a free car?
Yeah, I need a free car. If anyone needs a
Poppy needs a car.
There's no cars in the dealers. There's no cars selling. My Poppy car got lost in the flood.
His car got flooded and it flew away. It floated away.
Floated away, and now I have no car, and there's no cars at the dealers. I have all these people trying to find me a car.
So if you have, or you or someone you know is works at a car dealership in the New Jersey area, and you can get Poppy a good deal on a car. We only have, how much money do we have to spend? $6,000? We want to get a Mercedes-Benz for $6,000, a new model.
Or an old, one of your old parents that can't drive anymore, I'll take their car.
Yeah, so if you have a car for Poppy, let us know, and we can wheel and deal. Slide into his, deal, slip into his DMs on Instagram, at JoeCamassa76.
JoeCamassa76. I need more followers, thanks.
Yeah, so go there, follow Poppy, and he'll, and you have to get him a car. So he has people come over tonight. I have to go to Snoopy's shortly, but I have to take a cab there because we're the only family in New Jersey without a car. I think even homeless people have cars here.
First time in 45 years I don't have a car. Can you imagine?
Can someone please help him out, my disabled father? So there's a lot going on in the news today, like I said. I'm going to pull up my notes here. Who's that? What are you pointing at?
They're learning how to parallel park.
Who is?
The people.
Should we go take their car?
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian got engaged to Travis Barker. What do you think about that?
God. What do I think about it?
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. She stick with her first guy.
With Scott?
With Scott.
Cause why? Because he doesn't have tattoos on his face?
No, because he's always going to be around. And so if I was Travis, I wouldn't want to get into that mess.
Well, Scott is beside herself because she is now... Amelia broke up with her. You know he was dating Lisa Rinna's daughter.
Right, she hated it.
Amelia. She actually broke everyone up. She said on the... on the reunion, she might have had something to do with breaking them up. She was 19 years old.
That's crazy.
So he proposed in Malibu, not in Malibu, somewhere in California, and he put roses all over the beach, and he wrote their initials T and K. Is that their names? Yeah, T and K, in roses, and she has a 25 carat ring. And now, do you think they're gonna last, Travis and Kourtney Marie?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because.
Do you think he's in it to for the fame and the money? Because he's trying to get his career started again?
No, I don't think so. I think he's whatever. But I'm saying that husband's still around.
Scott was never the husband.
Well, with him around, I wouldn't even want to get in that mess. He's always going to be around there for the kids. And he's always, and Travis is going to be always second best.
Well, you heard that, everyone.
You heard what I said.
Courtney's not going to let... What can we name their name together? Court and Travis. I can't think that quickly. So congratulations to her. Now, do you think Snoopy and I are going to get invited to the wedding, to the nuptials?
I hope so. You can bring me too.
And we're probably not going to get 2+1s. I'll find out. I'm going to have to DM. I'm going to have to slide in Courtney's DMs. You remember I met her?
I remember. You got the pictures.
Yep.
At the Reel.
The Reel?
You were on the Reel?
No, we were at Cocktails with Chloe. Chloe.
I thought I saw you at the Reel.
Oh, we hung out a lot of times. I work in Hollywood, Dad.
Oh, excuse me.
Now, you stopped drinking because of your medication, correct?
Correct.
Now, you know who another famous queen stopped drinking as well? It was Queen Marie Elizabeth. What's the lady's name? Queen Elizabeth. Now, she's an avid drinker. She drinks every day.
She drinks her gin.
I have a schedule. I have a schedule right here. I'm going to tell you what she normally drinks. Now, the doctor said that she's 91, just stopped drinking. If I was 91, if I made it to 91, I would just say, fuck it. And do whatever I want. Because it's like, you already did it the whole life. So it's like, stop drinking. Why? But anyway, Queen Elizabeth loves drinking. So the monarch, she's turning 92 next month. And she has up to 4 drinks throughout the day, according to reports. She starts the day off with a cocktail of gin and Dubonnet. Dubonnet is a wine-based aperitif in a glass with ice and a slice of lemon, according to the former royal chef, Darren McGrady. Do you think I can become the royal chef?
I think
so. Or I have to be British.
After a few more shows, you'll be the royal chef.
Oh, good. So also,
on your resume.
Also, she enjoys a glass of wine or a dry gin martini along with her lunch. Usually fish or grilled chicken and vegetables, reports say. I'm going to live like Queen Elizabeth for a day. A martini at lunch. I wouldn't be able to stop, though. Would you be able to just have one martini at lunch, or would you just want to get blacked out?
No, I want it blacked out.
Same. Okay, so then she has lunch with... She has a dry martini with lunch. And then, later on, the queen often enjoys a glass of champagne or two with her dinner. There's no official word what brand she prefers, but, in fact, Gordon's gin, Pimm's, Bacardi, and Plumer cider all carry Warren's...
Gordon's from the 60s.
Yeah, that's where she gets her liquor from. Is that trashy?
Back in the 60s, it was good.
Do you think Princess Diana's death was a setup?
Yes.
From the queen?
Yep.
See?
She misspoke.
Do you think that if Meghan Markle stayed there, that she would get offed as well?
Of course.
Fuck, marry, kill. Meghan Markle, Princess Kate, or Oprah Winfrey. You have to fuck one, marry one, and kill one. Fuck, marry, kill. It's your first time?
Oh, my God. What's this kind of talk? What is this kind of game, I mean?
Who are you going to have sex with? Who are you going to kill
Meghan
first?
Meghan Markle.
You kill Meghan Markle?
No, I'll have her.
Sex with Meghan Markle.
And I'll kill that Kate because I'll keep... Oh, for the money.
That's exactly right. Okay. That's what I would do as well. Oh, no, I would... Yeah, well, I kind of want to kill Meghan Markle because she's kind of annoying, but we'll go with that. In the news as well... Oh, yeah. Another engagement news. Do you want to break the story? Who else got engaged this week? And please use
Marie. Teresa.
Teresa who? Marie?
Teresa Marie.
Teresa Marie Giudice. She got engaged to boyfriend Louis.
I think that's great.
Now, you know he's a sex addict, correct?
Correct.
Well, that's been rumored that he's a sex addict. They said he has an insatiable appetite for sex. And I think Teresa can keep up with it. She's fit. She's exuberant. She was single for like 5 years. Yeah. As we know, Teresa's husband went to prison, and they were estranged, and then they got divorced, and he moved away. And now, do you think they're going to last?
Yes.
They seem very much in love. Now, I don't know how they got proposed to. I don't really have the news on that. But that's what Google's for. But yeah, congratulations, Teresa Marie. I'll definitely be invited to that wedding.
Of course.
I've hung out with a couple many, many times, and they seem lovely. So that's also exciting news in the news as well. Say news again. Did you see Kanye Kardashian with his new mask?
I saw it on the... I saw it on The View yesterday. Crazy.
Well, Kanye Marie is wilding out again. She's been spotted in New York City wearing a full Donda costume. She's wearing black head to toe, like a jean jacket and like a leather jacket, jeans, gloves. And then he's wearing this spooky mask. And not just like not a Cohen Marie and Chris mask, but a Caucasian man rubber like full head mask. Why do you think she's doing that?
Not taking this medication.
She's losing it.
Losing it.
So Kanye was walking around the city like that, and he intended a lunch right near my house on the Upper East Side with Michael Cohen, who was President Trump's
lawyer.
His hush lawyer. What is it called? He was the lawyer. He got in trouble because he paid Stormy Daniels money to say they didn't have any money. Would you have sex with Stormy Daniels?
Yes, I would.
Okay. He was seen with Michael Cohen. Now he's a friend of my friend Michael Sorrentino, because they were in prison together. Remember?
Oh yeah.
So he just got out. Now I don't know why Kanye Marie was wearing that costume to go hang out and have lunch with Michael Cohen. What could they be doing together? Do you think that he wants to represent him again in the divorce against Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what he's calling him for, yeah, or for other things.
He had to hide all his money.
Or news about Trump.
Keep all the money from her.
maybe news from about Trump. Yeah. He's going to try to get. Yeah. Well, we don't know what it is, but we will be.
That's his friend Trump, isn't it? Donald Trump is his friend
with Connie Marie.
Yeah, he went to the White House.
Yeah, they hang out. So I don't know why, but we're going to be giving you updates as the story develops.
It's happening.
So I want to get a chinchilla. Did I tell you?
Yeah.
Do you know what they look like?
Yeah, they're nice coats. They make nice coats.
No, that's what I was trying to say. Now, I found out that I am allowed to have cats, but I forgot that I'm allergic to cats. So, and I can't have just one cat. I need two cats, and I can't have a litter box in my house because I live in a shoe. So I can't get a cat. And then I think that.
So what are you gonna do with a chinchilla? What are they gonna go to the bathroom?
I don't know. How do they go to the bathroom? Do you know?
Like a cat.
No, they don't. Do they?
What do you think they do?
They go in their on the bottom, and they have hay on the bottom of their little cage. They are so fucking cute. I met two chinchillas once. One was named Tico, and the other one's name was Vader, like Dark Vader. I would carry them everywhere. They're like
bite.
They do?
Yeah.
What do they bite?
They're like ferrets. They bite.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Tootsie! Sorry, there's a dog here. They wouldn't bite me, because I'm their mother. But I really want to get them. But the thing is, I'd have to get rid of my business center then, because I don't have enough room for a cage. Like, I don't want to keep them in a small cage. Can they run around the house or no?
No.
They'll crawl under the door and leave me?
Yeah. They're like rats.
You know, because I need a maternal kind of thing to me, because I've never been responsible for a life in my whole life. I never had an animal myself. I've never had a child I know of. I think that's a big void in my life. I think I need to...
Get a goldfish.
A fish.
Get some fish. Why? Get a tropical fish.
A ski fish. I can't touch them.
You don't have to touch them. Get a saltwater fish. They're nice.
I need lots, and they need a friend. That's why I can't just get one. That's why I hate when people have one animal.
Get two fish.
I always get two animals so they have someone to talk to.
Get a piranha and you can feed it.
A piranha?
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to get, I love hamsters. I want to get a hamster because I want to be able to feed it little vegetables that can hold it, their hands, and eat it.
A hamster dies and you'll be upset all week.
I know, but the chinchilla... Weeks. Can't have vegetables. Or they can't really have anything except hay. And the only hay they're allowed to eat is called Timothy hay. So then I'll be reminded of Tim every time I order the hay. There's a dog here now. Do you have anything to drink?
No, you drank it all yesterday.
There's no white wine in the fridge?
No, you drank four bottles of wine last night.
And I was chain vaping outside and DMing with a nude underwear model from the internet. He was asking me a modeling advice. What else is happening? Brittany Jean Spears is in the news as well. Now, you know that she's got freed from her conservatorship and her abusive father. Now, Poppy, when I become big, are you going to take over my fortune and put me in a home?
Of course.
Okay.
Before you put me in a home.
So everyone start buying your free Joey shirts right now because Poppy has plans to put me in a home and another conservatorship. If I was in a conservatorship, like what were the things that you would want to try to control them me doing?
You're drinking.
Traveling,
drinking.
Would you let me
eating,
hang out?
Eating.
Would you let me hang out with Snoopy still or no?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's looking to buy us a new house because she thinks her father has that house bugged and stuff like that. So she wants to get rid of that house and not have anything to do with it. So she's looking at houses around in the Hidden Hills area of Hollywood. And she went to Jeffree Star's house. You know Jeffree Star, that... That makeup mogul?
The one that just died?
He did die.
Oh, I don't know. Some makeup guy died.
Imagine he died tomorrow and then Poppy called it.
Oh my God.
Jeffree Star, now he's a YouTube blogger, a makeup artist, and
Oh, the young one?
He's not young. He's the one with the pink hair and all the tattoos. Do you need me to pull up an image?
Oh, Lisa likes him.
Are you transphobic?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't he sell makeup?
Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, that's her daughter loves it.
Well, Lisa. Anyway, Brittany's
Lisa
trying to...
Marie.
Her $16 million home... I'm sorry, Jeffree Star has a $16 million home. Now they moved... Jeffree Star moved to Wyoming. That's where all the rich people go because there's...
Wyoming?
That's because there's something about taxes or something.
All the members of the club have houses in Wyoming.
Oh. Well, now, $16 million... $16.9 million, pardon. Do you think that's a good move for Brittany right now to buy such a large purchase?
Yes.
Hold on now. And then the other stories. Now there's spooky stories. Are you ready?
Yeah.
There's lots of things in the news happening with... If I say lots of things in the news again, I'm going to kill myself. Brian Laundrie.
Oh, the one who just died?
Well, they found his remains. So he's been missing. Brian Laundrie's remains have been found. Now, they didn't know it was going to be his or not. They found all these body parts.
And apparently they found his dental records, so they know it's him. And they found a backpack and a notebook by his thing. Now, what is that, sir? What do you think happened there?
I think he killed her and then he killed himself because they were both crazy.
But how do they, like, not know, like, how they killed him, how he killed himself?
He must have...
And 9 other bodies were found in the same area.
Oh.
Do you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, there's all this rumors of girls. I think there's this crazy terrorist on the loose that's killing all these people. Do you think that he killed that girl?
Yes.
Tessie, do
I
you?
Think I think they had a fight and he strangled her and then...
Now he's like, oopsie-daisy.
Oops.
And they got scared and ran away?
Yeah.
So Brian Langer's remains are found. What a sad day for everyone. Now, little Patsy, what's her name? Gabby Petito. She'll never get justice and we'll never know what happened. And of course I think he's hot. Because I always love criminals. You know, I had a crush on Lacey Peterson's husband for many moons. I love Tracy Lacey.
Lacey Peterson, the guy that's in jail now that killed her.
Hot as hell.
When she was having a baby?
Oh my God. I love murderers. God. All of them. Crazy. Chris Watts, the one that put his babies in the oil tank and killed them and killed the wife.
Oh my God.
Hot. And he's bi-curious as well. Love him.
Oh my God.
Lacey Peterson. I loved those Menendez brothers that killed their parents. Hot. It's not even because they're the killing people, but I like them because they're just, I just find them attractive. Ryan Laundrie, what a snack he was.
Oh my God.
Name other murderers. I'll probably like them. OJ Simpson, very cute. Do you think OJ did it?
Did I think he did it?
Yeah. Do you think Chris Kardashian knew about it beforehand?
No.
And tried to hide the body?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't think he did it. You don't think OJ did it?
Oh, I don't know if he did it or not.
I think he did it.
I think he snapped if he did it.
We're hitting all the hot topics today. In other news, there's been another tragic death in the news. A 20-year-old lacrosse player, Maddie Nipton, is dead at 20 years old after a hot dog eating contest accident.
What happened?
A 20-year-old Tufts University lacrosse player has died after she tragically choked during a hot dog eating contest over the weekend. Maddie, as a junior in Jumbo Lax squad, participating in a competitive eating event off campus on Saturday when something went horribly wrong. According to itshappening.com, the authorities said that Nikon fell unconscious after choking and was rushed to the hospital for first responders when got to the scene. Sadly, Nikon passed away just a day later on Sunday. Have you ever choked on a hot dog?
Never. I don't like hot dogs.
Well, I have, and his name was Jerome. Okay?
Oh my God. Fucking crazy.
I mean, how sad. No one at the contest knew the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, great. Where was the paramedics?
There's Gabby there. There's her running to her death.
Oh, my God.
Now, do you think this Gabby is... Oh, sorry, Maddie. Do you think Maddie is a suspect in the Brian Laundrie case or no?
No.
Okay. She might just, you know... Everyone's heartbroken. The poor girl. We are beyond... This is a quote from... Could I come in.com. We are beyond heartbroken to share the news of the passing of junior Maddie Nikpon. Scooter. That's what they called her. Her name was Scooter.
Scooter.
The Tufts LAX team wrote on Instagram, Scooter was a true friend and teammate. She is truly valued her relationship. Sorry. She truly valued her relationship with her teammates, coaches, Marie and Chris. What a sin. 20 years old. She had her whole life ahead of her.
Oh my God. Well, she did something stupid, that stupid contest.
Now, if I was choking on a hot dog, would you know how to fix it?
Yes, I would. Knock the shit out of your back.
Are you CPR certified? Now you,
yes,
and you're a life. Now you're a lifeguard, correct?
Yes, I was a lifeguard for the summer. Yes.
Poppy's responsible for lives now. He got a job moonlighting at a local country club. Did anyone drown on your watch when you're doing that?
No, everyone's good. No one's in the pool hardly.
Would you pretend to be unconscious to get mouth to mouth from a hot nurse?
No.
I would. I would do it if Brian Laundrie was saving me. Do you think I should get a Ouija board and have Brian Laundrie spook me so I can have sex with this ghost?
Yes.
Okay.
The next show.
Nicole, Subi won't let me have a Ouija board in her house.
Oh.
This is our final story.
Oh,
do you
want
to tell everyone what happened?
With Al?
Yeah.
Alec
tell
Baldwin.
Everyone. Tell the Crusade. Poppy is great. Smelling
Alec
the tea.
Baldwin, I saw it. Accidentally.
Well, you have to wait till I set it up.
Oh, okay.
I'm setting up the segment, and then you talk about it. Okay. So Poppy has some breaking news himself. He is here to spill the tea. And this is his first assignment corresponding for itshappening.com. Without further ado, I here's Poppy with the news. Poppy, what happened? What did you
say? Alec Baldwin's on set. He actually shot a prop gun and hit the director and wounded another. Her assistant.
Was anyone fatally shot?
Yes. the director was fatally shot, and her assistant's in the hospital recovering. But Alec Baldwin is besides himself. Horrible.
What a sin. Now, everyone's...
Things change on a dime. You don't know what's going to happen in your life.
Yeah, poor fucking Maddie. I was taking a foot long to the back of the throat, and she croaked. Poor thing.
Bad week.
It's a bad week. Said he's heartbroken after he accidentally shot and killed a female cinematographer, director of his upcoming Western movie, Rust. The 68-year-old... Is he older than you, Poppy?
He's not 68.
It says the 68-year-old is filming a scene for the movie.
He's only 63. He's younger than me.
It says 68.
Well, he's not 68.
How do you know?
Because I know he's not 68.
Well,
he's
we have a typo. The Daily Mail has a typo.
That's a mistake.
Get it together, girls. One day on the job, Poppy's already doing proofreading from his journalism. 63-year-old star was filming a scene for the movie in the Bonanza Creek Ranch near Santa Fe, Marie, New Mexico. And around 1:50 p.m., fatally wounding a 42-year-old photographer, director Helena Hutchins. Is that Hilaria, his wife, who's pretending to be Spanish, correct?
Yes.
Do they have children? Is this...
He is 63 years old.
Oh, get it together, Daily Mail. Witnessed by Showbiz 411, a single bullet struck Hutchins' body and pierced her clavicle. That's her throat. Hutchins was airlifted to the hospital and was pronounced dead. Now, Poppy, you were in a Western movie before, correct?
Oh, yes.
Now, I thought they used fake guns.
That was with Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers. I thought they didn't use real guns, but apparently it sounded like he was like, they were like encouraging him to do it. Like, why else would they be? They weren't even filming the scene, I don't think. Oh, they were filming the scene. Never mind. But who has real, they use real guns in movies? Why can't they just use firecrackers and sound effects?
Oh, there was supposed to be blanks in that thing. So maybe blanks. They're rubber bullets, maybe to hit her throat and got her the wrong way.
No, it has to be a real bullet.
No.
She has short blonde hair, and, well, you know, I have to go, Poppy, because Snoopy is expecting me at her house, and I have to go shopping.
And I have dinner party.
And start my drinking. Poppy, I do thank you for all your efforts in this week's podcast and all your journalism and coming on the show this week. Do you have anything to say to the fans? Make sure to buy Poppy a car. What is your Venmo or Cash App?
My Venmo? I don't have Venmo. You have to go to Lauren.
Send it to me.
I just want to say... Happy birthday to my son, Kevin. He's 48 years old today.
Oh, I never told anyone I have a brother.
Oh, you didn't? Well.
Well, we'll save that for a next show. But thank you for joining me, Poppy. Tootsie, you're saying goodbye? Okay. And we'll see you next time. Make sure if you haven't bought tickets already, go on loopslive.com right now and buy your tickets for tonight's show. It's going to be a Halloween hot mess. I will be dressed as Gypsy Rose, and I'll expose myself. So signing off.
Wait. Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm smiling. All right. Bye, girl.
It's happening!